WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here. Welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations, your daily dose of positivity and practical tips to navigate this crazy beautiful life. Today, we're diving into something super important, finding balance in our lives. Ever feel like you're spinning plates faster than a circus performer on caffeine? Between work deadlines, social commitments, trying to keep up with the latest trends, you know those never seem to end. And just plain old adulting, it can be tough to figure out where to even begin when it comes to balance. But trust me, finding that sweet spot is like hitting that perfect power pose. It makes you feel amazing and allows you to actually thrive. Let's get real for a second. Life is full of beautiful chaos, right? There are times when we're on fire, crushing our goals, feeling unstoppable. Then there are those days when we just want to hide under the covers with Netflix and a tub of ice cream, no judgment here. The key is not about finding perfect balance every single day, because let's face it, that's unrealistic. It's about creating systems and habits that help you prioritize what truly matters, so even on those crazy days, you can still feel grounded and in control. So, how do we actually achieve this elusive balance? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, get crystal clear on your values. What truly matters most to you? Is it family, creativity, health, adventure? Once you know your core values, everything else starts to fall into place. It's like having a compass that guides your decisions and helps you say no to things that don't align with your priorities. Next, schedule time for the things that energize you. You wouldn't schedule meetings back to back without breaks, right? Treat yourself with the same respect. Block out time in your calendar for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Now, don't be afraid to set boundaries. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or don't serve your goals. Remember, you are not obligated to please everyone. Focus on saying yes to things that align with your values and leave space for what truly matters. Another crucial tip, practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your breath, observe your thoughts without judgment, and appreciate the little things around you. Mindfulness helps you stay grounded, reduce stress, and gain clarity on what's important. And finally, remember that balance is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel completely balanced, and there will be days when you feel like you're spinning out of control. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep adjusting your course as needed. Think about a time when you felt truly balanced. Maybe it was during a vacation, a weekend getaway, or even just a quiet afternoon at home. What were you doing? Who were you with? How did you feel? Now, think about how you can incorporate more of those things into your daily life, even in small ways. For example, if you felt most balanced during that vacation surrounded by nature, maybe it's time to schedule a weekly walk in the park or start a gardening project. Or, if spending quality time with loved ones brought you joy, try planning regular family dinners or scheduling dedicated phone calls with friends. Remember, these little tweaks can make a big difference. So, let's recap. Finding balance is about prioritizing your values, scheduling time for self-care, setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, and remembering that it's an ongoing journey. Take those steps today and feel the power of living a more balanced, fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little balance boost. And let me know in the comments what one thing you're going to implement from today's chat. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and see you rocking that clean girl energy. Remember, you got this. Until tomorrow, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.